Hey everyone, and welcome back to the nation's leaders from coast to coast. History is often told through its biggest headlines and most famous names.
But sometimes the most fascinating stories are found in the footnotes. Welcome to Forgotten Fridays.
This is the show where we shine a light on the influential figures who shaped America from behind the scenes, or whose incredible stories have been lost to time. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Let's rediscover a piece of history.
Leah, when you think of the Founding Fathers, a few names immediately jump to mind. Washington, Jefferson, Hamilton, Franklin. But there's another man whose resume is just as impressive, if not more so, than many of them. Yet he's been largely relegated to the background of history.
You must be talking about John Jay of New York. And you're right, Stephen. His list of accomplishments is staggering. He was a president of the Continental Congress, the chief negotiator of the treaty that ended the Revolutionary War, a co-author of the Federalist Papers, the very first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, and a two-term governor of New York.
That's an unbelievable career. It touches every major aspect of the nation's founding. So why isn't he on the same level of fame as the others? Why isn't there a hit musical about John Jay?
A lot of it comes down to personality and the nature of his work. Jay was not a fiery revolutionary or a charismatic politician. He was a statesman, a diplomat, and a jurist. He was known for being steady, cautious, and principled, not for dramatic speeches or battlefield heroics. His most important work happened behind closed doors, at a negotiating table, or in a quiet courtroom.
Let's talk about one of his more famous contributions then, the Federalist Papers. He wrote them with Hamilton and Madison, but we mostly hear about the other two.
He was an essential part of that team. While he only ended up writing 5 of the essays due to a serious illness, his contributions were crucial. Jay's essays focused on the dangers the new nation faced from foreign powers. As a seasoned diplomat, he made the powerful argument that only a strong, unified federal government could protect America from the ambitions of European empires. He brought a real-world, international perspective that the others couldn't.
And then George Washington taps him to be the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. That sounds like one of the most powerful positions in the new government.
It's funny you say that, because at the time, it was seen as the least powerful position. The early Supreme Court had very little prestige and heard very few important cases. Jay's most significant work as Chief Justice was simply establishing the court's independence and procedures. He laid the foundational stones for the powerful institution it would become under his successor, John Marshall. But it was quiet, unglamorous work.
His career seems to be a theme of taking on tough, essential jobs. I've heard his name most often connected to something called the Jay Treaty. What was that?
The Jay Treaty is probably the biggest reason for his relative obscurity. In 1794, President Washington sent Jay to Britain to negotiate a treaty to resolve lingering issues from the Revolution, like border disputes and the British seizure of American ships. The treaty he came back with was deeply unpopular. Opponents, led by Jefferson, felt it was far too favorable to Britain and a betrayal of our wartime ally, France. Jay became a political villain overnight. Protesters burned copies of the treaty and even burned effigies of Jay himself.
So even though the treaty likely prevented another war with Britain, it politically damaged him for good.
It did. It cemented his place in the Federalist Party and made him a hated figure among the rising Jeffersonian Party. But there's another part of his legacy that deserves to be remembered. John Jay was a committed abolitionist. He was one of the founders of the New York Manumission Society, an anti-slavery group. And as governor of New York in 1799, he signed into law the Act for the Gradual Abolition of Slavery. It was one of the most significant anti-slavery laws of its time.
So a top diplomat, the first Chief Justice, a key founder, and a pioneering abolitionist. It really is a shame he's been so forgotten. He seems to represent the steady hand that's needed to build a country, not just the fire needed to start a revolution.
That's the perfect way to put it. John Jay wasn't the lightning, he was the bedrock. And every nation needs its bedrock.
And that's our special for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this dive into history and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.